Horse in the speed of light, a shout of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, fought crime and criminals throughout the early West. In time, Hi-Yo Silver came to be the battle cry of justice. But the Lone Ranger always believed that a man was innocent until he was proven guilty. He brought about the conviction of numberless outlaws, cattle thieves, and gunmen, and saved many men who might have been condemned to prison or to death by the primitive law courts of the frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. An adventure lay at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come along, Silver! We're on the trail of a panhandle chief. Come, Silver! Away!
Young Jack Ross was sitting astride his horse in front of the general store at Willow City. A girl came out. Her arms were filled with parcels. She dropped one of them as she passed Jack, and he jumped from his saddle to pick it up and...
Your baggage, miss.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even know I dropped it. There. I think I've got it where it'll stay now.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe I've seen you in town before, have I? Mr.
Jack Ross is my handle, ma'am. Miss.
I'm Dale Fisher. I was just on my way to my father's office. He's a sheriff lady, you know.
Oh.
You're here on business, Mr. Ross?
Miss Gale, this morning, the only reason I was heading my horse to Willow City was in hopes of getting work. I was hungry, plumb busted, and right down in the mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You needn't be. That was this morning. It's afternoon now, and things are some different.
You found work?
Well, not exactly.
Then...
Nope, Miss Gale, I ain't found what you call a regular job. But I've done almost as well. Found me a partner.
Really?
Yep, run into him this morning. Found him camped just off the trail. Feeding himself coffee and bacon. Gosh, I'll never forget how good that grub smells.
He was an old friend of yours?
Never seen him before. But he asked me to light in and eat, which I did pronto. We got to talking and kind of took a fancy to each other, and now he's inside the store here loading up his supplies.
Oh, how nice.
Uh-huh. We're going into the hills and do some prospecting together. I've never tried my hand at looking for dust before, but he said that's how he'd learn me the ropes.
Then your friend must be a stranger here, too.
Yeah, that's what he said. Okay, how'd you guess it?
Well, if he thinks there's gold in Israel, he must be a stranger. Well, everyone knows there isn't.
Gosh, is that right?
Well, at least everyone says there isn't. But, of course, gold is where you find it.
That's what I've always heard.
Well, this partner of yours, he's an old prospector?
Well, Miss, he ain't more than a couple of years older than me.
Oh.
But a mighty liberal fellow, I can tell you. Why, it's his own cash he's putting out for the supplies we need. Me being broke, he said as how he took care of that part himself.
I
was just wondering something, Miss Gale.
Yes?
If I was to take a trip into town sometime and do you think that maybe you'd Well, I mean...
I think I know what you mean. I believe I would.
That'll be fine.
What?
What?
Get
the light out
of here. All right, that's simple, I tell you. You'll
see me
speak
argument.
Come on,
before
the
Lord
goes out.
I don't. You'll
have to.
Get going. Get up.
Jack, wait.
I'll be back,
Miss Gill. Yep.
Here he comes.
What's the trouble? What's going on here? They were
shot and hanged. Sure,
Elvis.
Come on, Dad. Hurry, Hank. Where'd he took? He got all the cash I had in the field.
A hold of
it. Them fellas
had
just rode away.
It
must have been
men. I seen him. That dude was all right.
No, it couldn't have been. Carter, he didn't look like an outlaw.
Who did?
Why, Jack didn't.
Jack?
Is that his wife?
Bill, how come you know the name of one of them crooks?
I tell you, Paul, he wasn't a crook. I'm sure of it. He was just telling me how he planned to go past it.
Just one color inside here, Alva.
Uh-huh. But the other must have been waiting outside to keep watch.
That's just what he was doing, Pete.
Oh, no.
That was it, sure enough. And you stood right there talking to the lookout while he fired and shot in Rob Hank. Daughter, I'm ashamed of you.
But please...
Here, you keep still. Others, I want a posse to take after them crooks. Who's willing to ride along? And somebody's got to see that Hank here gets fixed up. Oh, thanks, stranger. But Doc Newton, how do we get in? Dale, you help the stranger.
Yes, Carter.
All right, Carter, see your horses.
There now, how do you feel?
I'm not so good, stranger. That Stephen Fox, that bullet got me just about the knee.
Yes. We'll fix that up.
I can do it by myself, Stranger, if you want to ride after the posse.
I'm going to. But I heard you say you believe one of those men innocent.
He was. I'm sure he was.
Very well. I'd like to hear your reasons while we're bandaging this wound. Then I'll ride.
Stranger, if we're together, I mean, it's both in on this sort of shooting.
We'll see. Now hold still, and we'll have you fixed up in no time. The posse started after Jack and his companion at once, but Jack's new partner seemed to know the country better than he had claimed. He led the way to a creek, which they entered and followed for several miles, and out of the creek onto some shelving rocks, and finally into a small canyon, whose mouth was almost hidden by a stand of trees. Here he reined up.
Hold that, hold on, hold on.
Well, we're safe enough here, all right. Look here.
Yeah?
I want some kind of an explanation. This looks mighty funny to me.
I told you what happened, didn't I?
Sure. You said you pulled out your gun just to show the storekeeper. He got excited, mistaken it for a holdup.
Well, what more do you want to know?
The truth.
How did I just say?
Just hold up a second. I ain't no greenhorn. I strung along with you because you fed me and acted friendly. I thought you was on the square. But if you're up to something crooked, favor or no favors, I'm pulling my freight.
Yeah?
And right now.
I reckon not.
You think I won't? Well, then I'll...
Rain up there, partner. Rain up.
But I...
Maybe you don't savvy just how things is.
I savvy that I ain't having nothing to do with outlaws. And I got a hunch that's just what you are.
You ain't ever asked me what my handle is, have you?
You think that was your business.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I better tell you.
Well?
Don't call me the panhandle kid.
What's that?
You heard of me, huh?
Panhandle kid. Wait for that name. If you're him,
yeah,
and you're one of the lowest murdering sidewinders in the whole West.
You're calling me somebody with the rest of names. Well, I've heard a lot of murders.
Now I'm leaving.
Can't get jail to hold up the store? For being partner in the fellow that shot the storekeeper? For being a father in a panhandle kid? You don't act like you've got much sense.
I bet you've done it a purpose. That's it. That's just what you've done. You knew when we rode to town what you planned to do. You had me wait outside the store just so as I'd look guilty, too.
I needed a partner, Jack.
So you figured that by framing me, I'd have to throw in with you.
Maybe you got more sense, and I was giving you credit for it.
Hey, you...
I'll wait. Let me tell you what I got planned.
I ain't listened to none of your crooked schemes.
Oh, you doggone fool. I got everything fixed. I've been looking over this part of the country for the past month without nobody knowing it. Just so as I know where to go after the cash is to be had. All I've been needing is somebody to help me. Now, you throw in with me, and in 1 month, we'll both be rich.
You're lying stories about prospects.
Well, there's more than one way the prospects are going, ain't there? Now, take Zeke Munson, for instance.
Who's he? And what about him?
Who's Zeke? Why, he's one of the stingiest armies in each part.
What's that got to do with me?
Jack, that is just still got the first dollar he ever got a kiss on. They say he's got somewhere between $10,000 and $15,000 hid away in that sack of his.
That don't interest me.
Take it, Jack. $10,000 or $15,000 in cash. How'd you like to spend half of that?
Do you?
I know just who that cash is.
I won't have anything to do with it.
Ah, don't be loco. The law's already got you paid as a crook, ain't it?
Yeah, but...
And now you ain't got nothing more to lose by really turning crooked, have you?
I'll clear myself somehow. Don't know how, but I will. That ain't all.
No?
I'm going to see that you get what you've got coming to you. I'm...
Don't throw no threats my way.
You wait and see. I'll fix you.
And you ain't teaming up with me?
Not now or any time.
You won't think it over?
I've done all the thinking this evening.
Of course, you savvy. I can't let nobody loose that's liable to tell what I got to
you. You mean...
I mean, take your choice between backing my play or taking my lead.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Then tell your hand, blast
you. You can't outdraw me. No! My gun!
Who? A masked man and a redskin.
You shot my gun away.
I can move for your other gun and I'll do more.
But how'd you find it? We got clear of the posse.
I was in town right after the shooting. I gave first aid to the storekeeper and then followed the posse.
Well, I just said we'd give them the slip.
You didn't give Tonto the slip. You decided you must have followed the creek bed. You did. When you left the creek, you made one mistake.
Mistake? What mistake was that?
You left the creek where there were rocks to hide the prints of your horses. You forgot, however, to choose a place where the sun would dry the water you splashed.
Then that's how you found it.
Right.
All right, mister. You got it. Now, what are you going to do about it?
You'll soon learn.
Stranger, I don't expect you to believe me. I'm a crook. I'm a fine. It was just a scheme of this sidewinder here to make me look like
one. Don't you believe it? He's in it just as bad as I am.
I heard enough to know different.
You did?
I did. Otto and I are keeping both of you prisoners. But we're not turning you over to the law, Jack, until we know you'll get justice. Now get mounted. We're going to camp. And I'm calling on the sheriff.
Jack Ross and a panhandled kid were taken to the well-hidden camp of the masked man and left in charge of Tonto while the Lone Ranger returned to town. It was after dark that evening when he saw the sheriff riding toward his home.
Quiet, folks. Here he comes.
All right, old fellow. Hold up, sheriff. Hold up. Close over. I've got to talk to you, sheriff. Go slap with it. Sheriff, your posse was hunting two men this afternoon.
And missed them, Blanchard. Hey, what do you know about that? You ain't one of them, are you? If you are...
I'm not, but I know where they are.
What's that?
They're in my camp. I was keeping guard over them.
Your camp? Where's that? Come on, show it to me. I'll pick them fellers up right now.
One moment.
But I tell you...
I happen to know that only one of those men is guilty. Before I turn him over to the law, I want your word the other will go free.
They're both free.
No. One of them is a panhandle kid. He framed the other.
The panhandle kid?
Right.
And you say he framed his partner?
He wanted Jack to throw in with him. You figured that Jack would have to do that if the law believed him a crook.
That ain't so.
It's the truth.
Savvy this now. There were three of you. Maybe more. But you had a quarrel, and now you're trying to get the panhandle kid jailed while you and that other fellow go loose.
I told you the truth about this.
You mean to say this Jack, or whatever his name is, can be innocent with all the evidence there is against him? Why, he was right outside, keeping watch for his partner. He heard the shots and ran loose when his partner did. If that don't mean he's guilty, then I ain't no sheriff.
Sometimes appearances can be made to tell a story contrary to the facts.
Nonsense.
You must have known of many such cases.
Look here, mister. The only time anything like that could happen would be where there wasn't no witnesses. This time there was. And even if only one of them two fellas is inside the store, they're each as guilty as the other.
You're convinced of that?
I am. Now take me to them fellas, or I'll put you under arrest, too.
I don't think you will.
That's wrong.
Now listen to me.
You're going
to
pay for this.
Perhaps. However, I'm keeping my prisoner.
Do you?
You'll get neither one of them until you change your mind about evidence.
If that's what you plan, you're going to hang on to them hombres for a long time, mister.
Sheriff, I've got an idea. You're going to change your mind sooner than you expect.
You're afraid.
That remains to be seen. Remember what I said. Until you do, Jack and the panhandle kid, stay with me. Come on, old fellow.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you.
continue our story. The Lone Ranger left the sheriff after the lawman had declared that Jack Ross was just as guilty as the Panhandle Kid. Now we see the masked man at the end of his camp at the same night.
Oh, Silver. Oh, fella. Silver. I've been on the sheriff's thing. He wouldn't believe me, Jack.
Told you he wouldn't.
Well, thanks for trying anyhow. I reckon you better turn me in along with these crooks here. Maybe if I stood trial, you guys could see it my way somehow. And I don't hanker to be back in the law all the time.
I have a different plan, Jack.
You have?
I'll need your help, however.
What are you planning?
As things stand, the sheriff believes you're guilty. He refuses to take my word for your innocence. I doubt that he'd even believe a confession from the Panhandle Kid. He'll probably think it's part of a scheme to cheat the law.
I figured on that.
Quiet. Jack, the only chance we have is to prove to the sheriff that it's easy to make an innocent man look guilty. We must prove that even witnesses can be mistaken.
I don't see how.
It can be done if you and Tonto will help me.
I'll go do what friends say.
I knew you would, Kimothabi. You, Jack? Of course I would. Good. Tonto and I will have to ride to town. That means someone must guard Panhandle Kid here. If you can do it, and give me your word not to escape.
Then what else do I do?
That's all. It'll be enough, however, and it won't be easy. The Panhandle Kid is dangerous.
I'll handle him. You ain't going to leave me alone with him, are you?
I am.
But I won't be safe. What if he tries to get even with me? Look, you can't leave me alone with him like this.
Jack, that's another thing. The Panhandle Kid framed you, but it's up to the law to make him pay for that. You can't take the law into your own hands.
Wish to heaven I could.
You won't, however.
No, I reckon not. If you say I hadn't better.
You'll give me your word on that, too?
You got it, mister. What do you and Tonto plan on doing when you get to town?
We won't go there together. Tonto will leave first. I'll get there tomorrow night after dark. We're calling on the storekeeper and then on the sheriff again.
And then what?
What we do then depends on some information from the Panhandle Kid.
From me?
Yes. And you will talk or we'll take the consequences.
The following day, the sheriff led another search for Jack and the Panhandle Kid. But this time, the posse was given instructions to look for the masked man as well. However, the second search met with no more success than the first. The sheriff returned home that evening and...
Hello, Father.
Evening, honey. Supper about ready?
Jim, you look all tired up.
I am, Matt. Thank you. Well, we hunted high and low. We never seen a sign of them crooks.
And I hope you don't.
You thinking that one fella never had nothing to do with a holdup, huh?
I'm certain, Jim. If you talk to him like I did, Father, you'd feel the same way.
I reckon not.
Did you just get into town?
Oh, we were back an hour or more ago. Had some work to do in the office before coming home, though. Then there was some fool Indian come to see me.
An Indian? What about?
Don't ask me. That's something I never did find out. He just hemmed and hawed around, getting in the way, till I told him to clear out.
That's funny. I wonder. Oh, Father.
Huh?
Your bag. What's become of it?
Bag? Why, it's right. Well, I'll be... home.
It must have come loose.
I don't know where... Why should I do no better? That is it.
But what?
He's with that. I know doggone well he did. That's what he was fooling around for. I'm as sure that's where my badge went as I am that I'm sitting right here.
Well, how did he get it? Whatever would he want it for?
He stumbled again me when he was leaving. That's how he got it. And if it wasn't for some crooked scheme, I reached my section.
But I...
And I'm going right back downtown to see if I can put my hands on the thieving redskin. I'll teach him. I'll show him what it means to steal a lawman's bag. That same mask for
us. Take your hands from that gun.
What are you doing back here?
Aim for you.
No, please. You can't harm my father.
You won't be harmed, Gabe.
I won't go. I don't know what you're up to, but you can't make me go along.
I think I can. You're covered, Sheriff. You called me an outlaw. Very well. An outlaw wouldn't hesitate to shoot if necessary.
Father, do what he says. Don't give him an excuse to come here.
Where do you figure on taking me?
You'll see.
You tell me.
Order away. I've talked enough. Go on. Walk ahead of me.
Don't harm me, stranger. Please don't.
That depends on you.
On me?
If you report this, if you send for help, I won't answer for your father's safety. Keep quiet, and he'll be returned unharmed.
Well, I will. I will.
See that you do. Down the steps, girl, and get to your saddle.
I wish I savaged what you was up to.
If you recall the conversation we had last night, you might understand.
What do you mean, the conversation we had last night?
If you don't understand now, you will before I'm through. Now come, we're riding.
Get up, get up.
Come on, Silver!
It was much later that night when Zeke Munson, the man the Panhandle Kid had planned to rob his savings, was awakened from a light sleep by a noise in the adjoining room.
What's the day? I heard something.
I'm blame sure I did.
Okay. What's he like? Did you see?
gun going?
I don't dare to talk to the folk without no gun. I just get a good look at who it is.
He's lit out. Low down speaking child of a thief was the sheriff.
A hurried examination of his cash box revealed that Zeke's worst fears were true. Every dollar that he had saved over the years had been taken. Hastily, despite the lateness of the hour, Zeke dressed, saddled his horse, and was racing toward the home of his friends.
Get up there, boy. We didn't show the sheriff. When will I tell the fellas about this? Get up! Get up!
The word spread through the small town. Homes darkened for the night suddenly became bright with hurriedly lit lamps. Wise asked excited questions while her husband made ready to join the men gathering in front of the reopened cafe. At last, with more than a score of townsmen to accompany him, Zeke headed for the sheriff's home.
There's killer light in this place, fellas.
He's most likely just got back home.
Is that his horse out in front?
Sure it is.
And his saddle. That's room for the sheriff.
Bring up, men. We'll go inside and find out about this.
Come on. Follow me.
There he is. You can see him in there talking to Gail.
Open up, sheriff. Open up before we come in anyhow.
Hey, what's the crowd for? Looks like near everybody in town. Did something happen?
Stand aside. We're coming in. All right, fellas, come ahead.
All right. Look here. What do you know about?
I reckon you know, you thief and coyote.
But what are you coming here like?
Search the house. See if you can find these cash anywhere inside.
That's right.
Hey, these cash. They wouldn't be here.
I'm doggone sorry, Gail.
But I
reckon it'll come mighty hard finding out your paws are crooked.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
I wish I was, but I ain't.
And you better go, Poe.
See if the sheriff's still wearing his badge, Chief.
My badge? What about
it? Yes, Sheriff. We'll soon find out. Yep, there it is. Right there on your vest. But I seen it when you lit that match. The thieves had got all of my cash they were to give.
But my badge was stolen.
You're wearing it,
Listen to me. It was stolen, I tell you. I just now got it back. I found it right on the floor here.
A mighty thin story. Now, I suppose you claim you were home all evening, too.
No, I wasn't.
There, fellas, you see?
Sheriff admitted he was gone.
But he was away only because the masked man came here and took him away. He made father go with him.
The masked man? That's a good one.
What else? What else did you expect this girl to say?
I ain't seen no masked man around. Have any of you?
Where's this masked fellow you're talking about taking here?
Why, no place in particular. He just pulled out of town away.
Hey, yeah? Then what?
Then we got off our horses and waited a spell. After that, he brought me back. And I got here just to hit you, fellas.
I've heard some doggone tall stories, but that's got anything deep that I ever run across before.
Well, the masked fella just rolled away with you, and then after a while brought you back. He never tried to steal nothing from you or anything else. Is that it?
Look here, man. I know it sounds funny, but that's just exactly the way it was. I give you my word, that's the truth.
Ah, why, I seen you myself.
You
found it?
All the fool places. He had a hit right under the rug from the door.
Look at all them hundred dollar bills.
That's mine, all right. That's it. It was in holding money.
It can't be you or Zeke. I mean, what would it be doing here if it was? I don't have it.
Please. Listen to me, please. You know my father wouldn't steal anything. He's always been honest. Why, some of you men have known my father for years. How do you say it could be dishonest?
It's always the first time for everything.
Miss Gale, every bit of evidence is against your father. I've seen his badge. You look at it. Look where a bullet entered it one time. I'd know that badge anyway.
You might have been mistaken.
But that ain't all. Your father was gone just during the time I was robbed. On top of that, he is the same cash as was stole. And he ain't got nothing but a tall story about a masked man to alibi himself.
Why, there he is. That's a fellow. That's him.
Come in, Tonto. You go, Jack. Bring the panhandle kid along with you.
Get in there, you old stranger. Tell me, folks, that you got to clear me. You know where I was.
One moment, Carol. Every one of these men are convinced of your guilt.
Because he is guilty.
You see? Carol, they're convinced of your guilt just as you were convinced of the guilt of Jack here.
Well, I...
You said if he'd been framed, there couldn't be as much evidence against him. You know you've been framed. Yet there's even more evidence against you than there was against him.
What's that about the sheriff being framed?
I'll explain in a moment. First, I want the sheriff to admit he might have been wrong about Jack.
Yes, I suppose I might have been.
Panhandle, tell the sheriff the truth.
I'll confess. But don't forget you told me it'd be easier for me if I did.
I think the sheriff can arrange to keep you in jail here on a holdup charge. If you deny the truth, however, you'll be sent to one of the counties that want you for murder. And that means hanging.
I'll tell the truth. I said I would. I don't want to hang.
That's up to the sheriff.
And you did bring Jack here.
That's the way it was, Sheriff.
But look here, stranger.
How do we know you've been telling a straight story? If the sheriff was framed, who done it? And how'd the casket here?
You've done what I've told you. Check with Hank Jackson, the storekeeper. He knew my plans before they were carried out. I told him so that he could back up my word if you doubted me.
But the cash and the badge.
Father took the badge from the sheriff this evening. He disguised himself to look as much like the sheriff as possible. When he was in Zeke's place, he lit a match on purpose so that Zeke could see the badge.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Then he put the cash under the rug there and threw the badge on the floor when I brought the sheriff back. Both the sheriff and Gail were too busy watching me to notice none of
the sheriff, what was the stranger's ID?
He done it because I was a stubborn idiot. I wouldn't believe him when he told me Jack didn't have nothing to do with holding up Hank's store yesterday. But I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. Anybody that comes close to being jailed for nothing as you did ought to learn it. I sure got a scare when I thought my cash was sold.
But you always was a bull-headed fella, Sheriff. And if a masked man fella changed that, then I don't give a hoot.
Is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.